Oregon rises back to the top as ASU and Oregon State take a deep dive in this week's Pac-12 rankings. I'm breaking it all down on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast, available on all platforms, and it is free. Thank you for making this your first listen of the day. Now, I am your host, Cindy Robinson, former Pac-12 student athlete and current ESPN social media specialist, here to break down all of the, well, I'll say, the rankings from last week's performances of the Pac-12. You already know, we do a weekly ranking to give you an idea of how each team did the weekend before, really just ranking them by performance and what they did in their matchup the prior weekend. This is not an overall Pac-12 ranking, so do not think that we are placing them in an order of how we think they should be from their overall performance of the season. It's literally just a week-by-week basis. So kicking things off today is Oregon Ducks, okay? Oregon has found their way back to the top after some shaky ground. You know, they've been winning, but they haven't been strong wins. This last weekend was a very strong win against Colorado. Score was 52-29. And right off the bat, Oregon got out on Colorado, outscored them 14-0 in the first quarter. Colorado just wasn't ready. You know, they ended up scoring 29 points against Oregon, but they were not ready for what the Ducks were bringing. Currently, Oregon is 7-1, leading the Pac-12 North. At this point, looking like the Pac-12 North favorites, and, you know, looking like they're going to be the ones to hit that Pac-12 championship title. Now, today, the first week of college football playoff rankings dropped, and somehow Oregon snuck into the top four. They are at number four on the college football playoff rankings. And I think it's like, this is the first week of 6 weeks. So over time, we're going to see if they can maintain that spot, if they can get a spot in the playoffs. You know, it's a good thing for the Pac-12. One thing we were worried about is that loss against Stanford for them, if it would affect them, and it didn't. Kayvon Thibodeau didn't play that weekend. And I also think that the offensive plays being called by the offensive coordinator, yeah, he wasn't calling the plays that weekend. So nonetheless, Oregon has escaped the issues that may have arisen for them if, you know, getting out of that ranking system or getting out of the college football playoff rankings, had they lost any other games. I will say this. Oregon hasn't been as strong as we've expected them to be, but somehow they snuck in there. So let's see if they can maintain that. Coming in at number two is Utah, okay? They had a huge night against UCLA. Score was 44-24. A big win for Utah in the weekend of that they decided to retire the number 22 jersey in honor of Aaron Lowe and Ty Jordan, their fallen teammates. Tavion Thomas had a big game with 24 carries for 160 yards and four touchdowns. That's huge. And then they're leading the Pac-12 South now. We talked a little bit about this with Brian Brown. We'll talk a little more about it throughout the week because I'm just so proud of, you know, the way that the Pac-12 handled honoring Utah's teammates that died. I'm sorry, I'm over here, can't get the words out. But by painting their hash mark red, the 22-yard line hash mark red, all the Pac-12 schools joined in on that. And it was a great way to honor, you know, former Pac-12 athletes that have, you know, died. On top of that, they face Stanford this weekend, and it will be another big matchup for them because right now they are sitting at the Pac-12 South as the leaders, looking like the possible favorites to make that championship. And this matchup, you know, they have to actually, at this point, I think they could afford to lose one, but ideally they would want to win out just to secure that spot. Because they do have ASU to still kind of worry about, but right now they do have Washington State to thank for beating ASU, and that is why Washington State comes in at number three on the list, because they went down to Tempe and got the big win over the Sun Devils. I'm pretty sure no one expected my Washington State Cougars to come up with that win, but I knew that they had it in them and that they were capable. Score was 34-21. And honestly, Washington State was pretty much dominating from the start. They went into the half up 28-7. ASU went scoreless in the first quarter and the third quarter. WSU's defense was a huge star, okay? They held ASU to their lowest rushing output of the season, turned over ASU five times in the game, three straight times in the opening of the game. And so I will say this, we saw a great performance from the offense. We saw a great performance from the defense. Jaden Delara stepped up huge for the Washington State Cougars. And at this point, the Cougars are definitely, I wouldn't say contenders for the North, because they still have Oregon to go up against. And Oregon would have to lose a few games for Washington State to win the North. But they're giving the Pac-12 a run for their money. And I'm impressed with what I'm seeing from them week in and week out. So they'll have a bye week this weekend before facing Oregon next weekend. If they take down Oregon, I think Oregon would have to lose like maybe one more game for Washington State to actually make a play for the North. So it's going to be interesting. Can't wait to see that matchup. You know who I'm rooting for already. I would love to see Washington State upset, even if that means Pac-12 won't have any representation in the college football playoffs. Oh, well, okay. Coming in at number four is Cal, okay? But we'll get into them right after. Well, actually, no, let's just break it down now. Cal completely upset Oregon State in their 39-25 win. Chase Garbers threw for 262 yards and three touchdowns, plus a rushing touchdown. Damian Moore rushed for 11 carries and 111 yards and a touchdown. Cal's defense picked off Oregon State's Chance Nolan twice and held the Beavers' star running back B.J. Baylor to just 42 yards. So this win is only adding to the chaos of the Pac-12, but you already know I'm here for the upsets, okay? That definitely was Cal's best game of the season by far, and one of those matchups where we're just like, look, we like to see, you know, the favorites do their thing, but at this point, mix some stuff up, you know, bring some wins from some team you least expect. That's all I'm saying. Coming up next, we will continue to break down the rankings and let you know how each team did this weekend, okay? But for all my college football fanatics, you need to know about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. They're a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world, and they offer all the star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players that you might have never even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All of the users that deposit and use the promo code will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Just be sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Basically, you pick 2 to 5 players and an over and under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected players. PrizePicks allows mixed sports entries, so you can take the over on LeBron and the under on Mahomes, combine it all in the same entry. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. So don't hesitate. Check out PrizePicks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, or go to your app store and download the app today. PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy. Shout out to you for making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, okay? So make sure you're keeping up with your Pac-12 news on Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. Getting back to these rankings, okay, so we left off at number four, Cal. Coming in at number five is UW. Now, this is a, you know, higher ranking than what they've kind of been in the past few weeks. Washington just hasn't been the team that anyone expected them to be. They've been taking some L's, okay? But this weekend, they did get the win. They come in at number 5 on this ranking list. They barely outscored Stanford in their 20-13 win. UW's defense picked off Stanford's Tanner McKee twice, and Washington advances to 4-4. Now, this was a better game for them, but still a challenging one. I don't think that any team has been an easy win for UW, and that's including Arizona, a team that's still winless in this season and what in the last two seasons. They're at 20 losses right now straight. UW is going to struggle with the rest of their schedule for sure. Their next opponent is Oregon, going to be the toughest opponent that they have. At least it should be if Oregon shows up how they're supposed to and how we expect them to, because, you know, they're light years ahead of where Washington is. At first, when we started this season, we thought that Washington and Oregon were going to be duking it out for the North, and it's definitely not been the case at all. Washington hasn't even been a major competitor in the North, but Oregon still has been, and so that matchup will be very interesting to see. And honestly, if UW wins, that'll be helpful to my Cougars, so I'm kind of rooting for a little upset there. I know it's not right for me to root for a Husky, but in this instance, they might be able to help us out, okay? Coming in at number 6 on this list is USC. They're the last team among the winners of the conference from this week's rankings, mainly because they played against Arizona, and despite beating them, it was not easy for the Trojans. The final score was 41-34. Keaton Slovis and Jackson Dart shared playing time. Slovis threw for 192 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, and then Dart threw for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. But the biggest news of the day definitely overshadowed the win, and that was Drake London's season-ending injury. He fractured his ankle, and that's a big blow to USC, especially that offense that's heavily relied on London for the last 8 weeks. He finished the game, though, before the halftime, and he finished with 9 catches for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. Amazing. Even going out like he did, he still finished that game with some great stats. So that just tells you how tough of a blow this is for that USC offense and for them going forward for the rest of the season. I will talk with probably Brian Brown later this week. Actually, I'll talk with Michael Luke and Brian Brown, both of them, a little deeper about, you know, how tragic this is for USC and what it means for them going forward. We definitely have to talk about Arizona with Michael Luke, who comes in at number 7 on this ranking list. Now, they're the first team on this ranking list of the teams that lost this past weekend. And that is because Arizona put up a good fight against USC. They took another L, bringing their losing streak to a total of 20. But again, we saw some good things. Anthony Pandy had a pick 6 that shifted some momentum in the game for the Wildcats. Will Plummer threw for 264 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then we also saw some Jamari Joyner, who also, I think, believe got a touchdown. Arizona just needs to get that win. Like, that's all they're struggling at this point, just to get that first win. But we're seeing good things from them constantly. And it's getting to the point where it's like, I'm rooting for them to get the win because they're always so close. Jamari Joyner scored a touchdown, threw for 75 yards. We're probably going to see more and more of him because I think he'll be groomed to be the starting quarterback moving forward in seasons to come. But definitely getting that quarterback situation, it would be key for Arizona to figure out all their stuff. That's really one of the biggest problems for them. I don't know. This is a tough one for me. I love to root for the underdog, and I hate to see that it's getting this difficult for them to just secure one win. I don't think they're going to go the whole season without a win, but the way things are carrying on for them, they're 0-8 this season. It could very well be a possibility, but I'm hoping for Michael's sake that they at least get one, and for those student athletes' sake, because it's clear they're working hard. Coming in at number 8 on the list is Colorado. Okay, they started off really bad against Oregon in the first quarter. They were scoreless in the first and third quarter, but they put up 29 points against Oregon. I'll say that's good for them because they haven't been doing well as far as winning games either. I think they only have one win in the Pac-12, and that's against Arizona. So it's kind of like not even worth bragging about. And then their other win came against Northern Colorado in, you know, before conference play. The way Colorado played against Oregon, it still shows that, like, there's some heart there. You know what I mean? There's things for them to work on for sure. But we did see Brendan Lewis throw for 224 yards and two touchdowns, but just no match for the Ducks. Colorado will be facing Oregon State next week, and that shall be an interesting game. Oregon State right now is, you know, they're going on a little struggle bus right now. They started off good, but I don't know. So we'll see how that game goes. And following next, we will get into probably the most surprising part of this ranking. The names remaining are names that have been kind of leading the rankings over the past few weeks, and now they've dropped majorly. So can't wait for you to hear who is left on this list. For those of you that are heavily into betting, though, you definitely should check out betonline.ag, okay? They're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. So head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code Locked On to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Now, I know I just mentioned baseball postseason, but baseball is officially over now because the Atlanta Braves are your World Series winners. They have won MLB for the season. So baseball's over, but BetOnline still has whatever you need on there, and you can bet on anything. So go ahead, head on over there and check it out. All right, wrapping up this ranking list, and we're going to keep this short and sweet because this is where things get sad. Oregon State comes in at number 9, and it's because they were upset by Cal, okay? A team that we definitely haven't seen great stuff from on a regular basis. They've been struggling to, you know, have a consistent play of wins this season, but against Oregon State, they brought it, okay? Beat Oregon State 39-25. Shut down the run game for Oregon State. And I honestly think that has been the key for any team that has beat Oregon State. When you can shut down that run for them, they don't have much that they can do. Chance Nolan through the air is not as strong as their run game is. And Oregon State's just plummeting right now. And I don't know if it's like a panic thing. You know, they started off really well and then they started taking some L's and that shook their system. I know they took an L to Washington State Cougars. You know how it goes. But they will be facing Colorado this weekend, and that should be an easy game for them to get back on track heading into the rest of this season and, you know, getting back to where they've been as far as winning. Coming in at number 10 is UCLA, another team who just couldn't get it done against Utah. UCLA has been a good team this season. Chip Kelly has brought this team a long way from the last few seasons, but only scoring 24 points against a Utah team that, you know, has been determined and on a mission beyond just winning. You know, they're playing for their fallen teammates at this point. And so we got to see Ethan Garbers play. And we talked a little bit about, you know, this already with Brian Brown yesterday. But Ethan Garber stepped in for DTR. And that is the younger brother of Chase Garbers at Cal. He threw for 265 yards and two touchdowns, but also an interception. Not bad for your first showing. We saw Zach Charbonneau. I always say his name wrong, but I'm sorry. 65 yards rushing on 11 carries for a touchdown. Britton Brown had 10 carries, but only for 45 yards. And so you definitely could tell the difference of not having DTR, you know, lead this team we'll see what happens with them moving forward, because right now the Pac-12 South is in Utah's hands. UCLA and ASU were the teams fighting along with Utah, but right now it's a good chance that Utah runs away with it. Coming in at number 11 is ASU, and it's really because their performance was just poor against Washington State. They did not show up like we're used to seeing them show up, and I'm not mad at it because, you know, that was a benefit to us, but Arizona State turned over the ball five different times. Well, had huge major turnovers five different times. Jaden Daniels threw for two interceptions and then a touchdown. And we seen Trenton Borguet throw for a touchdown. So there's some things that ASU definitely needs to clean up. They were the clear favorites just a few weeks ago. And my, how things can change so quickly, right? And then coming in at dead last is Stanford, who was the lowest scoring team this weekend. That's right. Lower than Arizona, lower than Colorado, who played a major powerhouse team, technically Oregon, USC. Stanford played UW and only scored 13 points. So I don't know. Stanford is one of those teams that you just can't get a handle on. Like, they've had a strong quarterback in Tanner McKee. Their defense is, you know, strong, but they just couldn't get it done. Tanner scored no passing touchdowns. We had one rushing touchdown, and then he threw for two interceptions. And so, I don't know. Stanford's got to clean it up too, but it was not pretty for them this weekend. And so, all these last four teams, the lower teams of this week, were teams that have been, you know, leading at one point and have been at the top of these rankings. So each week it's a little interesting to see how these teams land and how they fall. I don't know. I'm excited for the rest of the season, though, because I feel like you just don't know what's going to happen at all. Each week you think you know, have a clear favorite, and then something shakes it up. So I think there's still some things that'll be shaken up in the next few weeks before we have an actual Pac-12 title holders, I'll say, and for that championship. But thank you for making Locked On Pac-12 podcast your first listen of the day. You can continue to follow along on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12. And you can follow me on Twitter @_CindyRobinson. You made this your first listen of the day. You can go ahead and make one of our other conference shows your second listen of the day. There is Locked On Big 12, Locked On ACC, and Locked On SEC. Definitely should check those out. Giving you some expert analysis on the other conferences and what's going on, especially with the drop of the first week of college football playoff rankings. I'm excited to see how those fluctuate throughout the weeks to come. We're nearing the end, but we're about to dive into college basketball very, very soon. So make sure you continue to stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.